Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Maseches Yom Ha'Avayim Gimel Amud Beis, starting the 8th parak. Mishnah says, Yom Kippur Masa B'Achila U'B'Shtiyah B'Chitza B'Sichem Nesasandu B'Tash Shemitah. So it's also in these 5 things, Achila and Shtiyah is considered one thing, the Gemara says, and you have B'Chitza and Sichem Nesasandu B'Tash Shemitah. Gemara later in the Ha'Avayim Dal, and Ralph brings the Braisa, that Kairos is only an Achila U'B'Shtiyah B'Vad. Now, as a grace of machlekes rishenim, the other inuim for asim in their aisa, they just don't have karis, or they're only asim in their abonim. Taiz Yishanim speaks about it here. First, Taiz Yishanim in the parak, he's mayrich about it, he brings kama dikdukim one way, the other way, and he's, the maskana is all their abonim. Taiz also says this, the actual Taiz also says, and the vayinzam amral b'shem ibenutam, and the rosh also over here b'shem the ri and the riva. Also the Ritva and the Meiri, they all hold that it's the Rabbanan. The Rambam, Hilchos Shvi'is Sasseberg, Aleph Halacha Hey says, V'chein l'manem b'pi ha-shmua, sh'asa l'ircha itzvay, l'asa chalim l'asad l'livol, u'misvil lishbis m'kalei l'kader sh'em, sh'evis v'achila v'shtia. Mepharshim, I'll explain, it means midaraisa. The Rambam says that, b'pi ha-shmua means midaraisa. Also, the Shultis, the Rabbi Chayga, in the Zay Sebracha, the Bala Itter, the Rei Mitzvah Tav Chav, the Bahagis Mashman that way, they hold all this deraisa. The Smag and the Ran bring both days. In Rashi, there's a Shtikl Stira, because Rashi here, the Vayindal and Manalev, is Medama this to the Shvusim by Shabbos. He says, Asmechura Abana Shamalachis Vishweis, so Shabbos and Gabina also, so since he's medamet to the shusim hashem, it sounds like holds the rabbanan. The Rashi and Shabbos of kufi dalam and days is mashmis deraisa. It's also mashmis and Rashi and Ivamis tefayin dalam and aleph are gopana by sicha. The Bach and the Prichadash and Simon Tafresh and aleph. I'm over to this shaila that Rashi is a stirim. So what do we have? The sheet that holds the deraisa sounds like the bahag. And the Shilta Shabbachayigayin, the Rambam, the Sefer Itta, and the Ireim. And the Sheet that's old as the Rabbanan is Taisis B'Shem Benetam, and the Rosh B'Shem the Ri and the Riva, and the Ritva and the Meiri. And Rashi is the Shtikl Stira, what he holds. And the Nafkamina in all this is B'Makam Safik, what's it then by a Safik? And the Achreinim, the Bach, and the Prichadash, and the Magen Avraham, and the Levush, they all paskin al kapanim achayshish that it's deraisa. That's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch Shulchan paskin. See, the Magen Avraham is interesting. He just writes it's deraisa. He doesn't bring the two shittas. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered. It's really a machlokes rishonim, and we go l'chumra. But he shouldn't have just said it's deraisa as if there's no machlokes. The Aruch Shulchan writes kemedumali the reiv day asarvi du deraisa. Not sure exactly how he got the reiv. I think he's nevving on the Rashi also is deraisa. But it sounds like Magen Avraham also held that way, the Rav Day is sold as deraisa. But the Marech a little bit, different Rayas this way and that way. We'll speak a little bit. The Rishonim, they ask Akasha, if it's deraisa, how could it be mutter? The Mishnah says, a melech v'akala yirchus is p'neim, v'achaya timel as a sandal. So how could a melech and a kala be matter v'chitza? And also it says that someone has katatim b'reisha, he could do sicha. Someone who's yadav m'chachs b'tit v'tzai, he could do v'chitza. What's the pshat? You can be matter for a melech, for a kala, for a chatat and bereshai, for yadam uchags betit v'tzayi. If it's the rice, if it's the rabbanan, good. The rabbanan were geizah b'chay gavna. If it's the rice, if which day does a heter? So the Ran holds that it's a zah like cholamayit. It's like masnik akasav v'chachamim. You learn that from a ribay of Shabbat, saying even though the Gemara has these drashas that this is the inay and that's an inay, but those drashas vices aren't ikr. The ikr is the vart that it says Shabbat, and Shabbat teaches you other inuyim as well. And there was mash in the kasa of a chachamim. So the mele, just like you have the shittas and all the chalamayid machas deraisa, and they ask them, what's up shat by davar avad? How could it be matah by davar avad? And there it says mash in the kasa of a chachamim. So here also is mash in the kasa of a chachamim, ain't the chanami the acid, but not if there's a tzayrich, if you need to wash, for mechlechis betit vitzayim, for a melech, for a kala, chatat and bereisha, has to do sicham, the mele, they didn't ask the b'chai gavna. So even though the chaymer of the yisur is deraisa, but the rabbanan decide what's asa, what's mutter. The Netziv in Hamik Shela on the Shultas, it also says deraisa. He says a little differently. He says all these things are not called derech tainuk. All these things are not called derech tainuk. Vayisachilan shti is asa even if it's not derech tainuk. But the other inuyim are only us of his derech tainug. They're not called derech tainug. So Neila, whenever it's not derech tainug, it's only us in the rabbanon. And the rabbanon will matter with fiat tzeirich. But there's another teretz which Taisa Shana brings, even though he ends up that it's the rabbanon, but he brings a teretz that it could be the raisa. The Reim Musa says it says Reim Taka holds it's the raisa. The rechitzes kol guf is the raisa. The rechitzes mixes guf is the rabbanon. So then comes at two and a half gemines what you hold the teretz is. First of all, it's rechitzes mixes guf the raisa the rabbanon. If we're machmer, then you know you meant the raisa. What about rechitzes mixes guf? When we machmer b'makom safek, for rechitzes mixes guf. L'chayra, l'fi l'ran, that the teretz is Moshe Dov l'chachamim, but l'maisa, wherever the chum taka said it was us, and that is a chayimre v'nissa de raisa, so we'd have to be machmer b'makom safek. But l'fi l'irayim, that only rechitzes kol guf is the raisa, so rechitzes mixes guf, l'kuli alma is the rabbanon, so you wouldn't have to be machmer. The Sharet Zion and Simon Tafresh and Alf Esau brings both days, and he says it's Arachian. He's not Machriya Klar if Rechitzis mixes Guf is the Raisa the Rabbanan. Now the Chari the Nafkamina the other way also, where the Urayim would come out Lechumra. Are you allowed to wash Kola Guf if it's Meluchik with Tidvit Sayyah? Let's say somehow a person so dirty with Tidvit Sayyah, the only way he can clean is washing Kola Guf. According to the Rani Kud, it doesn't say a hill between Rechitzis mixes Guf and Rechitzis Kola Guf. But according to the Reim, only what's the Rabbanan, Rechitzis Nixaguf is Mutter, B'makim Tit V'tzayah. But what's the Raisa, Rechitzis Kalaguf is us, even when it's Mukhim Tit V'tzayah. I saw in the Ara Gadol, the Ara Gadol, Minska Gadol on the Mishnayis, he brings the Gemara in Be'yam, says, and after Chesim Be'yam, the person can be Tevil on Shabbos, why isn't it Misakin? He can't be Tevil Kalim on Shabbos, but a person can be Tevil on Shabbos because he's Nirik Kameker. He's near a kameka. It looks like he's just cleaning, or he's just cooling himself off. So you might have a problem. So how would that work on Yom Kippur? A person's table to Masa and Yom Kippur, you don't have near a kameka. So it's mufik, he's misakin. So he says, once it's mutter b'shamas, he'll matter on Yom Kippur. That's a Gemara in Be'ah. So the Rashi in Be'ah asks the Kasha, why don't you say he's also near a kameka? Maybe he's washing because he's maluch b'tid b'tzaya. Maybe he came from the field all dirty from tid and tzaya. That's why he's washing. So the Rashi says it's not so shchiach that a guf will be maluch, the whole guf will be maluch with tit v'tzaya. The Gadol says according to Reim it's more pasha than teretz. There is no hetter to wash the whole guf that's maluch with tit v'tzaya. So may will be muchach that he's doing it l'sakin. Shalos, so why is it mutter? Why is it mutter then to be tevil? Maybe that's not called a rechitza b'chlal v'esuch nisht. The Gadol also asks a very interesting question on the Reim. He says, even if you tell me Rechitzis Kol Guf is Asim in the Reisa, but why wouldn't Nixis a Guf be also Asim in the Reisa as Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah? We have here the din of Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah. Why wouldn't you say, how could you tell me that Kol Guf is Asim in the Reisa, but Nixis Guf is the Rabbanan? Why wouldn't Nixis Guf be a problem of Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah? As a fact, the Gadol. And he says two possible terutzim, either you only say chatzis she'asim et teir by a lav, not by an asay, or you only say it by isuri achila, by eating you say chatzis she'a, by other isuri teirim, you don't say chatzis she'asim et teir. That's kind of machlekes rishenim. Rashi in Masech l'Shabbos in the Fahin Dalam and Aleph says that all melecha Shabbos also have din of chatzis she'asim et teir. Also the guy Sashri says that in the beginning of the 8th parak of Shabbos, and other Rabbein Yeruchim, the Mishnah Lamelech, others say that there are achreinim that are mitzadid that there is no din by, not like what the Argadol says, that by, only by Surachili Sechat Shiasmetar, the Chacham Tzvi and Sim Bevav, the Kiryas Seif and the Rambam. But Lamaisa, that's his kasha. If Rechitzis Kol Gufa is Asim in a Torah, why is Rechitzis Mixis Gufa Chatzishia? His Teretz is by an Asay, you don't say Chatzishia, or maybe if it's not Surachili, you don't say Chatzishia. But the Emek Bracha, he says that he doesn't hear the whole kasha. A chatzi shir is when you're doing the isser, but there's a din in tzad hilchas shiurim that you don't have a full shir. You have achila, you're doing the achila, and there's a din shir. It's gezayis or bayim kippur, it's a kesevis. It's a din shir. But rechitzis kol gufa is not a shir. The isser is tainug, and the only isser midrash is the tainug of rechitzis kol gufa. When you rechitz mixes guf, you don't have that tainug, you have nothing. If you're doing the isser, you're just doing less than the shear that's required. So that's chatzis shear. If you're not doing the isser b'chlal, you're doing Rechitzis Mixis Guf, it's Bechlal not the Isser. The Isser is Rechitzis Kol Guf, and Memela, there wouldn't be a din of Chatzis She'asim in a Torah. Now the Ran has another Kasha. The Ran brings down the raid of if it's the Reis or the Rabbanan, and he answers, like we said, the Kasha that why is it Mutta for a Melech, a Kala, Meluch V'tzid V'tzai. He says, because everything is Mashu Adav L'Chachamim, and the Chum can matter when there's a Tzarek. But the Ran blinds fair with another Kasha. It says in the Mishnah Lay that Tinaikis Matarim Bekulam, that Yeladu, the Tinaikis, the children, are allowed to do the, they don't have any Yisuri Inuyim. They could do Rechitza and Sicha. And the question is, if it's Deraisa, it should be Nisa Laisachilim. If it's Derabanan, it's Derabanan Murim Geisim. If it's Deraisa, why is Nisa Laisachilim? And then he held, there wouldn't be a Teretz of Masra Adavala Chachamim, because that's only Legabi what's Usr. But whether Ketanim would be Bechlal the Isser, he held it would be Nisa Laisachilim. The Netziv wants to say Lefi his Teretz. Like we said, the Ran goes to the Teretz of Masad of Lecham, they were matter when there's a Tzarek. So he didn't think they could be matter by a Katan of Laisachilim. The Netziv's Teretz is that whether it is Nichol and the Inui is Dafka when you're doing a Derech Tainug. If there's a Tzarek, then it's not called Derech Tainug. A male is no way to Dereisa. So he felt by Ketanim, there's always a Tzarek, a male is not called Derech Tainug. A male, there wouldn't be an Issa Dereisa. But that's the Ran's Kasha. The Beis Yosef says that there's really a machlokes in the Gemara. What it means tenaikis mutta bekulam? Tenaikis mutta bekulam, the Ran is assuming even it's a vigil lechinuch. So he says, but you still can answer because that also can be part of the masad davar lechachamim. Once you're being matel letzerich, could be a tinik called letzerich. A tinik called letzerich. So you have the teretz of masad davar lechachamim by tinik also. It sounds like the Ran didn't hold that way. The Ran liked the teretz of masad davar lechachamim legabe melech and kala. And Lagande Lichluch Mitzaya, but Lagande Ketanim, he didn't like that Teretz. The Beis Yosef says, why not? Masad Davar Chacham means that whenever there's a Tzarek, they will matter, and they're allowed to do it. But he says that the Torah holds that Tinaikis Mutta B'chulam means when the Lo Yegi L'chinuch. So Oy B'zay, Dr. Beis Yosef, the whole Kasha doesn't start. There's no problem because they're not Yegi L'chinuch. But the B'chadish says, one second, the Ran is asking a Kasha from Leisachilim. There's a din of chinuch, which you have to instruct the ketanim not to do it, but the Ran's kasha was, you're allowed to actually wash the ketanim. Leisachilim is not totally negil lechinuch. Leisachilim is even if they're much younger than negil lechinuch. There's an issa of leisachilim. So the Brichadish is another teretz. The Brichadish says leisachilim is talking about things that are asr. Things that are mutter in this man isr, there is no din of leisachilim. A chiddush that treifa food, that's leisachilim. But kosher food on Yom Kippur, that's not leisachilim. It's a davar mutter b'zman iser. They don't have an iser leisachilim. So the chas over we said tilhim. We have a machlekes yishayin of the other inuyim by the aisa derabanan. And the kasha, how could you wash by a melech, by a kala, by a meluch b'tzit v'tzaya? We had the teretz of the Ran was masur davar chachamim, and the chum can be matter when there's a tzarech. And we have the teretz of the Urim that mixes gufay is not an iser deraisa. And we have another kasha from the Ran, why would the mutter for ketanim? What happened to leisachilim? So we have the Beis Yosef thinks that even for that you can say masadav lecham, and the Beis Yosef says another teretz that it's talking about lo yegi lechinuch, which the Bichadish is bothered, leisachilim you have a lo yegi lechinuch as well, and the Bichadish is a teretz, you don't say leisachilim on a davar heter bizman iser. And now we have another kasha from the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech and the Ram Hilchas Shvi'is Asaser Paragala Falacha Hey. He asks a kasha like this. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says the following. It says by Yom Kippur that her Ezrach. It says Yom Kippur Ezrach. Why does it say her Ezrach? So the Gemara says it's a ribui that Noshim also are mechuyiv in Yom Kippur. It says called Nefesh Leisuna her Ezrach Veger that her Ezrach is also chayiv. So what do you learn after this? It's a ribui that Noshim Ezrachi is also mechuyiv in Inui. So the Gemara says, well, I need a pasuk for it. We know that Noshim. A chayiv and all Isis says, Hishu akasav ishla ishla l'chal ancient shabbatayim. So why says we need it for Taisus Yom Kippur? Is it if Taisus Yom Kippur? You have to add to Yom Kippur. So there, you would think that since the Torah is reminded Taisus Yom Kippur from Einish and Azhara, so you would think Nashim are in chayiv. Kamash won the Nashim are chayiv because it says a Ezrach. So his kasha is, if you're going to say that other Inuyim are the Raksa, they're also a muid from Karis and Azhara. They're also a muid from Karis. So why do you need a pasuk? Why don't you say the pasuk is teaching you that they're mechuyev another inuyim? In other words, you can really ask the kasha simply that if other inuyim and their isa, why a nasha mechuyev another inuyim? It's a mitzvah man grum. And you see really from this mishnah that nashim are mechuyev an inuyim, because it says that a kala can be rechetz as pneah, the isa's other nashim can't. But we have the gemara that learns that from Ezrach, the rabbi said nashim is zrachayes and a chayev an inuyim. So that wouldn't be a kasha. Maybe it's exeris because of Ezra telling you, even if the mitzvah is on grom, he's still chayiv inu. But the problem is the Gemara in Sukkah asks a kasha. It's not a asay, it's a lav. And the Gemara answers, "Tuma taisus inu. Taisus inu, you don't have the lav. If you're going to say that other inuyim adarabanan is very good, because in Yom Kippur you have a lav and other inuyim adarabanan. But if you're going to say other inuyim adaraisa, so why don't we use the Ezra to tell you other inuyim? That's the way the Shara Melech asks the kasha. So it's basically a kasha, if other inuyim adaraisa, why a nashim chayavais, typically it's a mitzvah is not grama. But we have a gemara, learns that from an ezrach, that nashim achayiv, but the gemara says we only need that for taisvis. So now, if you're going to say other inuyim adaraisa, her ezrach should be needed for Yom Kippur itself, we've got to be other inuyim. So I have two mahalkam to answer this kasha. The Chalkas Yayev, Nezagayis and Minchas Kinnich, Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, because the Minchas Kinnich brings the Kasha, he says, a Yisai, the Klal, that the only time Nashim are potter on a Mitzvah Seishas Van Gramma is when the Mitzvah is Bekum Vaseh, to do something like Shaifer and Sukkah and Tzitzis and Tfilin and Vichuli. But when the Mitzvah is Sheval Tas, it's an Isser Asay, so then, you don't have the Pturim Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma. Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma is talking about Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma Kum Vaseh. Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma Sheval Taseh, there you don't say that Nashim have a Pturim Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma. So the problem is, so why does the Gemara use the Pasuk for Taisus Inui? Taisus Inui is also Sheval Taseh, so the Mela also we should have, Nashim shouldn't be Pater. So the Chalkas Yehiv says a bit Chiddush. He says, because taisus inu doesn't just mean you have to refrain from Isuri and Kibber a short time before Yom Kippur al taisus. It means you have to be mekabel on yourself Kedushas Yom Kippur. That's the din of taisus. Taisus, the din of taisus Shabbos, taisus Yom Kippur, is to be mekabel on yourself Kedushas Yom Kippur, bekum vaseh, and then memeli yirasa and everything. So that's the Chalkas Yehiv Shad. So we'll see soon. This Yisai that he wants to say, that the din of Nashim, Apata, Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma is dafka when it's Kum Vaseh, not when it's Sheval Taseh, others say it before him. The Pei Yeshua says it. Pei Yeshua says it in Be'ed Afarman. The Pei Yeshua, though, has his Shverkite. The Gemara in Be'ed Afarman of the days is Mavur, that Nashim Amachuyiv and Taisus Inui. So Pei Yeshua there asks why. It's a Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma. So Pei Yeshua answers this Teretz, that Taisus Inui is a Sheval Taseh, not like the Chalkas Yehiv is saying it's a Kum Vaseh, and by a Sheval Taseh, we don't have the Ptur of Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma. That's what Pei Yeshua says. So, the Olam asks, it's Slak already asked this Kasha on the Pei Yeshua and others. Pei Yeshua is ignoring the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. The Pei Yeshua is in Be'ed Daf Lamed, and he sees the Gemara that Nashim Amachuyiv and Taisha Sini asks the Kasha, it's a Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma, and he answers, well, it's a Sheval Taseh, so therefore there's no Ptur Mitzvah Seishas Van Gromma. But the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph says Fakert, that you have a Gzeres Akosav or Ezrach to be Marga that Nashim Amachuyiv Veninu and entices Yom Kippurim. That's what Ezrach is coming to tell you. So the Chari is not like the Pei Yeshua, as you said. I mean, the Chalkas Yayev is saying that Taisus Inu is Kum Vaseh, but the Pei Yeshua is saying that the reason why Nashim Amachuyiv and Taisus Inu is because of Sheval Taseh. The Gemara says the reason is because of Ezrach. So Rav Shapella, the Slach already asked the Kasha and other Achronim. See, the Prima Gadim also in Siman Tav Resh Ches and the Mitzvah Zav Sukkah Nalf also asked this Kasha, why Nashim Amachuyiv and Taisus Inu? It's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. And he says another Teretz, and he since the Amachuyiv and Inu. So whoever's Mechuyiv and Inu is Mechuyiv and Taisus Inu. But also, doesn't mention the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, which says a Pasuk, why the Mechuyiv? The Al-Kopanim, this is the first Mahalach, that the reason why Nashim are not are Mechuyiv and Shar Inu, we're not talking about Taisus Inu, we're talking about Rechitza and Sicha And Tashi Shemita and Nilas a sandal, the reason why they're mechuyev in that, you don't say it's Mitzvah Shemayim Grom, is because it's a Sheval Tassis in Isser Asay, and Nashim don't have a Ptur in Isser Asay. That's the Chalkas Yayev's Pshat. And like we said, other Echorinim say it. We're going to speak about it, our Chuvah Shevi Kirega, that brings that Svar from the Beis Meir. The second Halach is the Argadol. The Argadol of Mishnayim says, we have a cloud by Shabbos, that Nashim are mechuyev in everything on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Nashim Amechuyev in Kiddush Hayoyim, because it says Zachar v'Shamer b'di b'rech and emri, so you have a Hekish Shamer and Zachar, Kol sheyeshnu b'shmir yeshnu b'skira. So Nashim Amechuyev in Shmir v'Shabbos, the Mechuyev to keep Shabbos because it's alive, and the Mechuyev in all Avin, so it's the Hekish of Shmir to skira, the Mechuyev in Kiddush, even though Kiddush really should be a mitzvah shizman grama, but we have a Hekish telling you that the Mechuyev in it, there's no term mitzvah shizman grama. So the Ran says, who are din shalosh shudas? It means all assays of Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega says, who are din shvisas behemta? It's mavur in the Gemara that this assay that there is, that everyone has to make sure the behemah doesn't do malacha on Shabbos, they can't go out carrying something on Shabbos to save shvisas behemta, that applies to Nashim also. Rabbi Kivega says, why? Because, kol sheyeshnu b'shmir, yeshnu b'skira. The din is any assay of Shabbos goes into the Hekesh of Kol Sheyeshiv Sheyeshiv Eskira. So that's Shabbos. So the Ar Gadol, the Minsk Gadol, he says, who are the Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur also, the Inuim will learn that from Shabbos. So since the Torah learns that Yom Kippur from the word Shabbos Shabbosayim, so mainly you learn from there, it has the same dinim as Shabbos, just like Shabbos Nashim HaMachuyiv, and everything in all the assays, who are the Yom Kippur Nashim HaMachuyiv in all the assays? As I said, that Joshua. So these are the two ma'achim. The Chalkas Yayiv's Mahalach, that Nashim HaMechuyiv and other Inuyim, because on a Sheva Al Tasa, you don't say the Ptur of Mitzvah is on Gram, only a Kum Vaseh. And the Argadol's Mahalach, that you learn that from the Hekish, even though the Hekish is by Shabbos, Bim Kippur is also called Shabbos. Now, in Chuvah Shevi Kivega, Chelek Shlishi Simen Pei, he brings a letter from the Beis Meir. He's not discussing Inuyim, but you see Mamash these two ma'achim. He brings a letter from the Beis Meir, that wants to say this, you say it in Svara. That he said, the Beis Meir wants to say it, you say that the Nashim are Pater, and Mitzvah Shavzan Grama, is only by Kum Vaseh, not by Shev Al Tasa. So Bekvegi says, I have a kasha on you from the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches needs the Pasuk Ezrach for Taisus Inui, for Taisus Yom Kippurim. And the Gemara says, because we would think, since it's Mamuyit from Einish Karis, so who are then? Nashim Apater, Kamash Malona, Ezra Tali Lechayev. Fetting Peg, what's a Shaykh? It's just because of Mamuyit from Einish Karis, Nashim Apater, why? Terry says, he says, I always learn Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara the Chakira was Inui the Pshat, it's the Isser of Yom Kippur extended to Taisus Yom Kippur. Or was it a Nayanisr, a Nayadin of Taisus that we learn out from the Pasuk? If it's a Nayadin, then it's an Asay. If it's the same din, then it's a Lav. Since the Torah is a Nayadin from Einish, that teaches you that it's a Nayadin. If it would be the same din, why would it be Muli from Einish? Elamai, it's a Nayadin. If it's a Nayadin, it's an Asay. And Ashim Apartel, it's a regular din of Mitzvah Seishas Nangram. So from there you see, if Kegah didn't hold like the Chalkas Yayev, that a Taisus Inah is a Kum Vasay. From there I see that the Ptur of Mitzvah of Grama even applies to Shev Al Tasa. And the Beis Meir brought a Raya from Shvisas Behema. And the Vega says it's Teretz, because Shvisas Behema is because of Zachar V'Shamer, since the Mechuyev in Shmir, the Mechuyev in Skir, which includes any assay by Shabbos. Now, he doesn't discuss the Shah Melech's Teretz, but according to the Shah Melech's Kasha, but according to Rabbi Kivega, maybe you could say the Argadol's Teretz, that this Hekish that he had, that he uses for Shvisas Behema, could apply for Inuyim of Yom Kippur as well. Now the Beis Meir, what does he do with the Gemara in Sukkah that says for Taisus Inuy, you need a Pasuk to tell him the Chayiv? So could be he could hold like the Chalkas Yayiv, that it's a Kumasei. But I saw also on the Shara Melech, there's a Sefer Maisa Cheshiv on the Shara Melech that wants to answer the Shara Melech's Teretz. The Shara Melech's Kasha with this Teretz of the Shev Al Tasa. So he says that really, anything that Shev Al Tasa, you don't have the Ptur. But the Gemara is saying that since there's a Gzeris HaKosov, Be'etzim HaYoyim HaZeh, to remind from Karis, that Gzeris HaKosov will make it like a regular assay and make the notion should be Pater. Because they held there wasn't Mestaver. Just because he pater v'karis, why should Nashim be pater? But the Maaseh Chayish wants to say such a svara. And really, by Sheval Pasad Alocha is that Nashim will be, and Nashim will be pater. I mean, Nashim will be chayiv. By Sheval Pasad Nashim will be chayiv. You wouldn't have the Tervet Sishis Ban Grama. But when you have Xeris Akasad Be'etzim Yimamayim from Karis, that Pasuk is downgrading it and making the Nashim should also be pater if it wouldn't be for Ezrach. That's the Maaseh Chayish svara. Craig holds is not Mistaber.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.